This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palkett. The United States Supreme Court has ruled the Trump administration cannot rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. DACA protects at least 650,000 children of immigrants living in the U.S. from deportation. It is viewed as a defeat for President Donald Trump, who has sought to roll back the program for the past 2 years. The program was created in 2012 by then-President Barack Obama to supply protections for qualified young immigrants to stay in the country and work or attend school. New applications for unemployment in the United States remain high. Data released by the Labor Department shows 1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, the number supporting views the economy faces a long and difficult recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The weekly jobless claims remain incredibly high, even though employers hired a record 2.5 million workers in May as businesses reopened after the coronavirus forced them to close. United States lawmakers are pushing ahead with police reform legislation. Both the House of Representatives and the Senate plan to hold votes next week. A major point of contention in the push for action is whether to keep in place a doctrine that makes it harder to file civil lawsuits against police officers accused of violating someone's civil rights. Democrats want to eliminate such protections called qualified immunity, while Republicans and the president oppose the move. Police reform is worked on with urgency in Washington, D.C. and across the country after multiple prominent cases of Black Americans dying in interactions with police. This is VOA News.